What happened to Washington Mutual?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. A Senate panel is hearing today about the biggest bank failure in U.S. history. Washington Mutual was snapped up in a fire sale by J.P. Morgan in the storm of September 08. Today, former WaMu executives are talking to this Senate panel, and Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joins us live. Good morning, Jeremy.
Morning, Bill.
What has this Senate investigation turned up so far?
Well, there's talk of extensive fraud involving some of the risky loans WaMu had on its books. Sometimes loan officers cutting and pasting names on bank statements to get people into loans they couldn't afford. The investigation says that the pay structure at WaMu was rewarding loan officers for the volume of loans, not the quality of them. And then there were big bonuses for people who took those shoddy mortgages, packaged them up, and sold them off to Wall Street, making the problem even bigger. But also, the relationship between regulators is said to have been so dysfunctional that they missed the chance to do anything about WaMu while they had the chance.
And today we'll hear from the former CEO, Kerry Killinger. What is he going to say?
Well, he'll push back. In his prepared remarks, he blames regulators for essentially giving WaMu no choice but to sell itself at bargain basement prices to J.P. Morgan. He claims the bank could have pursued other options, but that it wasn't, quote, in the club of Wall Street banks that he says got special treatment from Washington. And, Bill, this hearing and the findings of the investigation come just as the Senate prepares to take up the financial regulation overhaul bill. So a lot of people will be listening very closely to what's said this week.
Yes. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson in New York City. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
This morning, crude oil is at around $83.50 a barrel. You may remember about a year ago, it was more like $52. And that run-up in price, according to the International Energy Agency, that's overheated. This morning, the IEA said if oil gets much higher, it could suck the wind out of the global economic recovery. And we get that from Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London.
The IEA reports that global stockpiles of fuel are relatively high, and oil producers still appear to have plenty of the stuff to pump. Meanwhile, the agency says demand for oil throughout the industrialized world is sluggish. Europe's manufacturing-led recovery seems to be ebbing. David Fife, editor of the report, says the signs are the oil market has got ahead of itself.
Prices at or above $85 seem to have moved somewhat ahead of market supply-demand fundamentals. Underlying fundamentals don't look incredibly tight at the moment.
Nevertheless, other oil market observers say there could be a big surge in demand from Asia in the months ahead. And in the longer term, a report from the U.S. military paints an alarming picture of future supply. It predicts that global oil production will peak within 2 years, and there could be shortages by 2015. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And let's do some worldwide numbers. Shares are down today in both Asia and Europe. Seems like it was only yesterday. Oh yeah, it was yesterday. The Dow pushed above the 11,000 mark. But after the bell, the aluminum giant Alcoa came out with disappointing first quarter sales, and investors have gotten more cautious since then. The rest of this week, we get earnings from some heavy hitters: Intel, Google, General Electric, Bank of America, and J.P. Morgan Chase.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com. And by Citrix, offering GoToMyPC, allowing users to work from anywhere via the web. More at gotomypc.com/market.
Google is waiting for a federal judge to decide whether it can create a digital library and bookstore. You know, Google wants to scan millions of books from libraries all over the world and make that information digital and searchable. Which makes you wonder, if the future of book searching is online, does that mean the end of the line for librarians? Let's ask author Marilyn Johnson. Her book about librarians is called This Book is Overdue. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning.
Is the librarian a dodo bird?
Goodness, no. We need librarians more than ever now.
How so?
Well, you know, you say that Google would be a substitute for librarians, but librarians are in charge of our public computers.
And yet, where there's government support, that support's being taken away, isn't it?
Yes, it is eroding at an alarming rate. And I point you only to the libraries of Philadelphia, which are hanging on by a thread. People cut it thinking, oh, goodness, this is just a luxury. It is not a luxury. We're falling behind as a country in the digital age. We need to be empowered. We need those computers. We need training in them, and we need people to help us.
What's an example of how I still need that human touch?
What if you don't know how to phrase the question? What if you are asking the wrong question? What if the Google prompt that says, did you mean to say this, doesn't come up? If you go to search Bootyism, you get a whole lot of responses on booties.
I was thinking Buddhism, actually.
Yes. Well, you would make a good librarian.
So you're a high school counselor, Marilyn, and a student says, I'm thinking of going into library sciences. You say,
yes. Well, you know, every profession is hurting right now, and that's another way that librarians are being so extraordinarily helpful. More people getting job counseling and being hooked up with job services in the libraries these days. They are helping put this country back to work. They're the ones who need stimulus money.
Marilyn Johnson's new book is called This Book is Overdue. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
And finally, Popular Science is just out with its annual list of the 10 worst jobs in science. Nominees include researching human underarm odors and figuring out where sneezes land. And special nod goes to the Northern Arizona University paleontologist who curates the world's largest excrement collection. And this year's best job in science, that belongs to a British neuroscientist who studies how laughter works by tickling human babies and baby apes. Feels good just knowing that job exists. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.